Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all the promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your feet.
Welcome to Marketing Ministries, the radio show, and I am Wanda Adams, your radio host for the next hour. And you were just listening to So What by our special guest today, Tamara and Toy of 5 a.m. Praise. They are without a doubt faithful servants of the Lord. They are faithful members of their church, which is Spirit of Faith Christian Center, under the leadership of Dr. Mike and Dee Dee Freeman. They have shared the stage with and have performed for many well-known gospel artists such as Tremaine Hawkins, Dr. Bobby Jones, and a host of others. And with no further ado, we're going to bring our special guest on the line, Tamara and Toy of 5 a.m. Praise. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. I am thankful that you took the time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us today.
Oh, no problem. This is an honor. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So we're going to jump right into it. I know you're probably asked this a lot, but, you know, the name of your group is so unique. Tell us, how did you come up with the name 5 a.m. Praise?
Well, 5 a.m. Praise, oh, gosh. First of all, we're just blessed to have the name. We were looking for a group name, and we didn't want to just be, you know, Tamara and Toy. We're sisters, and we wanted to have our ministry to be known by a group name. So, Troy and I were waking up at 5 a.m. I didn't know that she was waking up every morning at 5 a.m. for some time, and God was calling her to worship, you know, and pray. And he was doing the same to me. You know, he was waking me up at 5 a.m. And for a while, we were saying, what should our name be? So I told her, you know, I've been waking up every morning at 5 a.m. And she said, so have I. You know, and it's just awesome because during that time, we were communing with God. We were seeking his face, you know, and we were being blessed. It's like, wow, my day is different. Just having a scheduled time with God has actually changed our lives. And so, you know what? We said our name, you know, our mom said, well, you guys are 5 a.m. You know, based on what I'm hearing, you guys are 5 a.m. So it's a scheduled time that we have with God, as we would schedule time to go to work, you know, get our hair done or, you know, whatever we may have scheduled times to do. We decided to schedule our own private time with God. So it's just, and it's become a lifestyle. So we believe that God has given us that name. And we've basically been 5 a.m. praise for about 7 years now.
All right. You know, that is awesome because, as I said, it's so unique. And you can tell when God has and placed an anointing up on what we do.
Right.
Because
right.
It's just not, you know, the ordinary.
Right.
You know, it's something that's going to grab your attention. You know, it's something that's just going to make you go, You know, there's something about getting up at 5 a.m.
Exactly. And it's amazing because it's like an appointment. And, you know, we just want everyone to know to just schedule time. It may not be 5 a.m., you know, it may be 6 a.m., maybe 6 p.m., but schedule time with your Father to see what his will is for your life. And I'm like, wow, we don't get up early and seek him first. We just go on with our day and not even acknowledge what God wants for us, you know, and what it is that he wants in our life and what our purpose and our plan is. And we're seeking him early, and the Bible tells us that it says in Proverbs 8:17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. So we just love him, and we just rest in that. You know, we know, Lord, we're just seeking you early. Amen?
Yes.
And it kind of just, you know, starts our day like, wow, you know, I got a purpose because I've gone to my Father to see what it is that he wants me to do. I've communed with him, you know, and if I'm the night before, the next day I'm up, you know, giving God glory and able to make it through. So I just love it. I love the name.
And so do I. And I love the song we were just playing, So What. You know, I was reading some information regarding what inspired that song. And, you know, I like the part that when you guys say, you know, So What is a song to inspire and to encourage people so that when you go through the obstacles and the trials and tribulations and the challenges that come through life, you know, you can turn to the devil and say, So What?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's exactly why we wrote it. We were talking to Pastor Dr. Didi, and we had a luxury to be with her on her private jet, praise the Lord. So we were following and she was, you know, talking about her book, So What, and we were just like, you know what, that's basically what we stand in our lives right now is So What. You know, no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to stand on the promises of God. You know, the devil may try to take my joy, the people out there that's hating, you know, people, are, you know,
you're not enough
to some people,
right.
You know, losing jobs, it's just challenge, but So What? So what? It's not going to stop me. God, I'm keeping moving in God.
Right.
Hallelujah, praise God. Go
right.
Ahead.
Come on, we're going to have some church up in here. We're going to get our praise on with 5 a.m. praise.
All right. Yeah.
Now, if you ladies can do me a favor, because I have both of you on the line, so when you come out to speak, if you could just say this is either Tori or Tamara, so the listeners will know who they're talking to and who they're listening to and who all the wisdom that is coming out of you, who is coming from.
Okay, sure.
Okay, because, you know, this is good and good. I am enjoying this conversation. Now, I know that you have been in ministry since 2001. And, you know, sometimes people think, you know how we are, sometimes in the church you think you get saved at 8 o'clock and you're ready to preach a sermon by noon. And we know there's a preparation process that the Lord takes you through to prepare you for whatever he has called you to do, whether it's through ministry or, you know, if it's teaching or whatever it may be. Tell us a little bit about the process that you went through to prepare you for your ministry.
This is Toy speaking. Basically, you know, first of all, you have to go to God and find out, you know, what his purpose is for your life, what his will is for your life. That's the first thing. You know, find out, you know, why am I here? Why does God have me here? So we were seeking him for instruction on where to go, on how to do it. So he formed, brought us together. He started giving us songs based on things that we have experienced in our life and have encouraged us. You know, we've used our songs to help encourage us to get through certain situations. So it just started with communing with God and seeking that instruction, seeking that guidance. And then not only that, once you commune with God and you spend time with him and you get in his word, you have to move on what he tells you to do.
Right. And you know, this is Tamara, and I agree. You know, Troy said it, we pray to God for guidance.
Right.
You know, we have to make sure that we knew God's purpose for our ministry, because we knew we were called to ministry, you know, but we just didn't know how to get there, what we need to do. And so we have to continue to pray and seek his will.
Right.
You know, where do you want us to go? What type of music you want us to sing, and who are we going to target? And you know, we knew that God called us. Now we say, okay, God, help us to get where you want us to be. So we knew that we have to follow his lead and allow him to direct our path. So communing with him, Troy said, communing with God really helped us. Another piece of it was just learning as much as we could about the calling, the music ministry. You know, learning as much as we possibly, we didn't know anything. Okay, we're at home. We have the luxury as sisters in Christ, you know, and sisters, biological sisters, to sing at home around the house, even in a church choir, you know, and have, you know, that anointing and that bond on us. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know much about the music industry, and we didn't realize that we have to make a spiritual commitment, a financial commitment. A financial commitment, meaning there was a big commitment that we needed to do, so we had to die to a lot of stuff that we were carrying, you know, and let go a lot of things and to continue to seek God's will and commune with him. And
right.
Sometimes we found ourselves challenged because we were like, we're trying to do this, but we realized that as we let go, we realized we could see what God was trying to do in our ministry. We saw how he birthed 5 a.m. praise, how he, you know, provided us with knowledge about what we should, the songs that we should sing, how they were all written and inspired by him, you know, inspired one, this last song by Dr. Dee Dee, you know, but a couple of the songs from our previous album we've had, you know, producers help us on, but collectively God brought this thing to life through us and through our obedience.
He's opened doors.
And we also knew in preparation for this is to create music that ministered to us. You know, we sing songs, we listen back to our CD, we like, so what? When I hear so what, I pray so what? You know, and I get in my car like, oh,
Right.
Whatever it is that you're trying to do today. Oh, wait a minute, Wanda. I'm like, this is me. This is what's
okay.
up. This is me. You know, I'm telling the devil, so what? So God has prepared us. He's establishing something in us. You know, and we're excited about it. We're excited because we know in 2001, when we were kind of, you know, just passively, you know, approaching this thing like, oh, God, I know I got a passion to sing your life for you, but how? And then now, you know, in 2003, we get on Born Again Records, and Born Again Records sign us to a recording contract, and we're like, whoa.
Right.
You know, we get a national distribution, and we continue to move from Praise the Lord Saints to Testify CD. And, you know, this the beginning CD that came out in 2008, now we're working on All From Above. And God is just moving. And for us to be nominated 2010 Stellar Award nominee for Best Group Duo of the Year, you know, and I'm like, look at God.
And it just all comes with staying faithful.
It's staying faithful.
You know, when it gets hard, when things get tough, when you don't know what the next step is going to be, just chiming in to God. You know, this is Toy, just chiming in to God and staying faithful.
And, you know, and it's interesting because a lot of people don't know who 5 a.m. praise is, but God is revealing us slowly but surely in his time to people. And, you know, when we got that nomination, the Stella's Best New Jewels, like, God, you know, a lot of people didn't know us, but God knew us. You know, God
Amen.
Knew that, you know, we deserve a nomination because to him, we the best group duo of the year. You
Come
know,
on.
Based on our obedience, the music that we're making, the ministry, you know, and our hearts for God, the love that we have for God. So we try to encourage people through our music. This is Tamir. You told me to say my name about 2 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago.
That's okay.
And we just want to encourage people through our music to stand on the power of God, to implore
Amen.
Him, to carry him in your life, to let God be God. So anyway, go on, Wanda.
Sorry. No, that's okay, because we're hanging out and we're going to have a good time. You know, when I was blasting and letting people know about today's show, I said, come and get your praise on with 5 a.m. praise. And, you know, when you speak it, when you establish it, God allows it to be so.
Right.
Because it's much more to you, Tamara and Toy, than just psalmist. You know, the word is in you. That's who you are. That's who you live and breathe.
Right. And it's awesome. I just want people to know that, you know, God, what God is doing in our lives, and I want them to connect with us and just get with us, you know, because God is doing something awesome. And we can see it. We're like, oh, my gosh. Sometimes it's just scary because you're like, wow, when you see the manifestation of God, you're like, my God, you God, this is what makes you so great. And it didn't start the way, you know, we started believing initially because we started out, we weren't the best, we thought we weren't the best singers, and we just thought that we weren't enough, you know, and we just began to believe more in ourselves and believe more in God, and he's just doing something fantastic. So we just encourage people to get the music, buy the music, you know, follow us, you know, get connected in this ministry thing, you know, together, and watch
mm-hmm.
how God moves. Establish a prayer time or a time with God for yourself. For yourself, you know, we all go to church. We got the 11 o'clock, the 8 o'clock. But what time do you have, you know, yourself with God? Because just that time alone with him, one word can change your life. You know, one
Absolutely.
Word.
Absolutely. Because you mentioned some great points. You know, first of all, you got to be faithful. And see, we get it backwards sometimes because if you seek him first, as you stated that you did, then all things will come together. But, you know, sometimes we want to seek God on the back end after we thought we could do it all ourselves.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You. Exactly.
That's okay.
Yeah, and you're right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to keep there. Point got to say something.
No, that's okay. This is good, and people need to hear this because sometimes, you know, as an artist, you know, a lot of time artists think, okay, if I do my project and I come out with it, you know, it's all going to be okay, but they don't understand everything that goes along with it, and just as the Word of God tells us, you know, we need to seek him first, and then everything else will be added unto us
that
when we seek him first.
I mean, and that is so true, and it's like, and I can't even say it. I wish I had the words to say about our ministry because it's different. Just because we, you know, 5 a.m. praise alone with first seeking the kingdom of God, we seeking him first before we go out in ministry. We, you know, we're not talking about, okay, let's just sing. Before we go and do a show, we communing with God and saying, Lord, it's something you want us to say to somebody out there, one person out there, something, but just use us. You know, use us to commune with us. Use us. I don't know. But we half the time, I don't know what we're going to say or do when we get out there, but the Spirit of the Lord just move and has his, you know, he has his way in our life. And it's just amazing about it. Like I said, I really can't elaborate on what God is doing, but, you know, you get the project, you come
mm-hmm.
and in concert, and you just see the movement of God. You can hear it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know, I know most people can remember the date that they received salvation, and, you know, sometimes they can recall when they first developed a relationship with Christ. But what I want to ask both of you is, when did you really fall in love with Jesus?
Oh, wow. I know this is Tamara again, and I've been walking hand in hand with God since I was a kid. So, I mean, I just had a love for him. And my mom would say, our mom, she'd tell you, Tamara, I don't remember when you weren't saved. You trying to get the whole family saved, 2 years old. So I just love God. But I believe I truly fell in love, you know, in love with him, and I just cling to him. Probably back in, 1996. I think I just had got married and had a baby, and I just saw him. I saw a different God, you know. Mm-hmm. Saw how he brought this union together. I saw this beautiful child, and I just felt, wow, you know, couldn't nobody do this but God. And that kind of changed my walk and my look towards God and how I knew I really needed to lean on him during this time, because I knew I couldn't take care of him, my daughter, you know, without God properly. I knew that I couldn't be the wife that I needed to be, but I knew that he would help me be that wife, you know. So I think that I fell in love with him because everything that I needed to know was right there for me, you know, as I moved, you know, into my adolescence, to my young adult, to my college years, you know, and to my marriage life. God has always been there. So right then and there is when I knew that my hand was in the right place.
And for me, this is Toy. And for me, you know, I grew up singing in the choir and going to church, and I think it had to be when I really, you know, got that closeness with him, had to be like around my college years when I went away to school, and, you know, I faced some challenges, and God brought me out in such a magnificent way. He moved in my life in a way that I knew that it was only him that was able to bring me through and bring me out of those challenges that I was facing at that time. So I think it was, for me, it was around then, when I was in college.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a little music break, and this is going to be like our throwback moment. I want to play one of my favorite 5 a.m. praise songs, and this is Testify. Set us up for that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, we missed that part.
I'm going to take a music break, and I'm going to play my favorite 5 a.m. praise song, which is Testify. Kind of set us up for that. Give us the intro into me playing that song.
Okay, this is Toy, and Testify basically is a derivative of what we were going through. We were facing challenges, you know, with Tamara losing her voice and going through problems with her voice, and I was going through my own personal issues, and we held on to God, you know, and he is our personal testimony. And at that time, all we can do is just, you know, Jesus. You know, sometimes it gets to the point to where you can just call, you have to call on him, you have to lean on him, because there's nothing else, there's no one else that you can lean on when you're going through what you're going through. So Testify is our personal testimony of some of the things that we were experiencing at the time we wrote that song.
Okay. Well, everybody, stay tuned, and I'm getting ready to play Testify by 5 a.m. Praise. Welcome back to Marketing Ministries, the radio show, and I'm your host, Wanda Adams, and we were just listening to Testify by 5 a.m. Praise, our special guest today. They're hanging out with us. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and if you have a question for Tamara or Toy, you can dial in at 917-932-1720. Press 1 to speak to the host. You can email us if you have a question you don't want to call in. Email us at marketingministry@live.com. Again, that email address is marketingministry@live.com. Tamara and Tori, our lines are filling up. People have questions for you.
Oh, wow. Okay, good deal.
So we're going to take the first call. This is caller from area code 616. State your name and your question for 5 a.m. Praise.
Yeah, this is Tony. Just wanted to give you a call there. Appreciate letting me know about the show. Just wanted to let you know and ask Toy or Tamara, what would be one thing that you'd change about the current gospel music industry?
Oh, wow. Honestly, I think for – this is Tamara. Gospel industry is really difficult. I'm trying to say this is really good. It's a difficult industry, and it could be any industry, but for us it's been a challenge. And I think what it is that if I could change something, I would change the way you're welcome into the industry. That's a big change, but it's a little challenging. It's a little challenging when you're new people or new kids on the block trying to come in and you think everybody has this passion for God. Everybody loves the Lord like you do. And that's not true. It's not. So what happens is, you know, for me, I have a big heart. Toy and I, you know, we got young people behind us saying, Father and praise, here's my track. Listen to it, what you think. We're networking. We're getting back to them. We're encouraging them. And they walk. We want them to have an encounter with us at every time they see us or be around us, that they will always remember, so or that they'll never forget. So it's important to us that we reach back and say, here, kid is up on our Twitter, on our Facebook calls. We want to have establish a relationship as much as we possibly can with you. And that doesn't happen among, you know, everybody in the industry. They're kind of, you know, subdued or, you know, don't have that time or that the attitude to at least if they don't have the time to make you think that they really, really are sincere about your ministry and what you're doing, or even the body of Christ moving forward together in the body of Christ to save souls together, you know, it doesn't really come across that way all the time. So I would change, you know, just the way we're welcomed, the way you welcome others into the ministry of God.
And, you know, that's so true. I think what we have to understand is that what God has for me is for me, and what he has for Tamara and for Toy is for them, and there's enough for all of us. And when we as the saints of the Most High God get on one accord and we're unified, there's nothing that the world will have on us.
Right.
Because God is pleased with unity.
Absolutely. And I think for us, our heart. Because we didn't realize that the unity wasn't there, and, you know, 2-3 years in there. So,
but God has sustained you, and he has brought you through.
Amen. Absolutely. So now we stand so well.
Yeah. And look at me now. That's going to be your next single.
Yeah. Write that down, please.
Look at me now. Write that down. And I want some producer writer credits. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Tony, thank you for that question. We're going to take another call. This is from area code 323. State your name and your question for 5 a.m. praise.
Good afternoon, sisters. This is Denise, and I don't have a question. I just want to say thank you, Wanda, for reminding me about this call and giving me access to this amazing conversation and communication about saints being in one accord and really recognizing that we can work together to do the work of God, and we can't get it done without each other. So I'm blessed by you.
Well, Denise, we appreciate you so much tuning in. Are you enjoying the awesome music from 5 a.m. Praise?
I am. It's lovely. I'm new to it, so I thank you. It's lovely. Really nice.
Well, thank you for calling in. And Tamara and Toy, you touched a little bit about your 2010 Stellar nomination for Best Contemporary Gospel Duo. Tell us, what was that experience like?
This is Toy. It was a wonderful experience. It was great. It was blessed. We were excited. You know, and as we mentioned before, we've been in our ministry now for about 7 years. So, you know, just to be So just to be able to experience God on that level and to, you know, to be recognized by God, you know, was a wonderful experience. I thank God for it. You know, we're still amazed at what he's doing. You know, we knew that he could do it. We didn't know when he was going to do it. But we knew that at some point we would be a nominee, if not a winner. You know, so because that's just the faith that we had in God, you know.
Amen.
The fact that we were there wasn't a surprise to us. I think it was more of a, okay, God, do your thing. Because while I was sitting there, I'm like, we're about to take this thing next year, the year after that. We're about to do some awesome things in God. So we just felt like we had missed God. We were doing the right things in our life. God, you know, God just let us know that I see you, and I appreciate, you know, you, and I love you. And we needed it during that time. My husband is, you know, was serving in Iraq. So during that time, it was kind of like, you know, a little dark period for us. We're excited about what we're doing, but it was kind of, you know, gloomy, and we kept pushing, and God's light just lit up, you know. I was like, whoa. So Toy mentioned earlier, this is Tamara, Toy mentioned earlier that, you know, oh, I lost my thought trying to say my name. Let's forget it.
That's okay. It'll come back to you, and I will allow you to share that with our listeners. One thing that I wanted to ask you, and you kind of gave me the intro on that, I know that the soldiers over in Iraq has given So What two thumbs up. That must be give you a really, really awesome feeling to know that your music is impacting our soldiers serving us abroad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we didn't know that it was going to be such an awesome song. I mean, it was co-written by a soldier that was in Iraq, you know? And it was amazing because once it was finished, it kind of went through the, you know, Camp Victory that's out there. It kind of went around the camp, and we got, like, mad emails about, you know, the song. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is hot. This song is awesome, and it's blessed me, and it's touched me. And it actually even blessed us more. We started listening to it again, and, like, ooh, you know. Because from our perspective, you know, we wrote it from one perspective, and the soldier actually wrote it from his perspective. And it came together as something to be awesome and bless so many people.
And now you're leading me into my next question. Who were some of the people that collaborated with you on this project?
Well, Anthony Hardy on Temple Avenue. He produced the song, and he's just a fantastic producer. John Royston, who's a soldier that wrote the song, So What, he helped write it. The new album is going to be produced by Tony and another company in Maryland, Third Tide Productions. They're going to be producing the new album, so we're excited about that. And us. We write everything most of the time. You know, we write 99% of our album is written by ourselves. So the fact that we're bringing other people in is really awesome because we have made sure that God leads us down that path. We're listening to music now. We're listening to, we're reading people's songs that's been written for us, and we're determining whether we're going to use new things on the album rather than, you know, just everything being derived by 5 a.m. Praise, is that, you know, we're opening up to other people, and it's definitely changing, you know, the way we sound. Our sound is kind of changing a little bit, and we're liking it. Comes out October 21st, 2010, 26th, 26th,
all right.
Sorry. I put 5 extra days early. 26.
Well, that's awesome. Now, I know there's, and you touched a little bit about this earlier, but I know there's a backstory behind the writing and producing of So What, and that was inspired by Dr. Dee Dee Freeman. I just love Mike and Dee Dee Freeman. I've been following them and had an opportunity to experience their ministry for years, so I know that your foundation is solid. So share with us how that all came about, how the inspiration came about.
Oh, I mean, we're blessed. We're blessed that she even talked about it. She certainly follows our music, and it's amazing because she's such an anointed late woman of God. We just love her. We love her. And she recently wrote the book, So What? I'm Still a Glamorous Girl. And basically, we can relate to her book because we've had trials in our lives. The book basically talks about the trials and how they've overcome them. Women that overcome trials and basically saying, so what? So when we've had trials, we have many different disappointments and difficult times, and this is Tamara. And through them all, we personally said, so what? So what? We're still glamorous. We're still glamorous girls. And from our childhood all the way up to today, you know, we face trials. As many of them that we didn't think we would get through, you know, and we just thank God for this day that we're able to see today and we're able to walk strong and hold our heads up because some of the stuff we've been through, you know, we can write a book, you know, about it. So the song is basically a condensed version of what her book is saying. We're saying, so what? We are still glamorous girls. We are. We're still glamorous girls. We are. You know, so God has just worked it out. And basically, So What is out there is moving up the chart. It's you know, several radio stations are playing us now, and we appreciate you for your support and playing us and giving us this time to talk about it. But we want the world to know that no matter what you're going through, keep your joy, you know, keep praising God, no matter your obstacles, no matter your trials, just say, so what, step. Stand on the devil's head and stand on the promises of God.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what is so awesome about that is, you know, God allows things. You know, the devil can't do anything without God's permission.
Right.
And when he allows things to come in our life, those things are designed to launch us. And you have to take that attitude like, so what? You know, is this the best you're going to do?
Exactly. And boldly.
Because, you know, we're rooted and grounded, and we know that if we keep our hand in his hand and we keep our eyes focused on him, that we will be prosperous in all that we do because he told us we already have the victory. We just got to walk it out.
That's right. Okay. That's another song.
See, y'all going to be paying me for years to come.
We got the victory. We just got to walk it out. That's what's up.
We do. And so I see... We're going to take another call right now. We have a caller from area code 440. Caller, state your name and your question for Tamara and Toy.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Deborah Tate, and I really needed that song last week. So what? I really needed it last week because I had to go to court because a brother in the Lord filed some frivolous charges trying to get money out of me, okay? And the Lord brought me through, but I met so many mean people, and I learned that I had to tighten up my circle of acquaintances, that I can't let everybody within my circle. And so I just want to say, you guys are young, but you guys got so much wisdom, because I'm learning from you. When I saw the so what, I was like, Lord, I needed this last week, but then because it's like something that I can put in, like this one girl, she was preaching and she said, get off of me. She would tell the enemy, get off of me. And now I can add, so what with my get off of me, you know? And so I just want to thank y'all, and I like what the young people are doing. And also my question is, how do I get in contact, or who do I get in contact with to get permission to play your music on my radio show?
Oh, okay. Well, you can actually go onto our website, and there's, like, information on there to contact 5AM Praise. And just go ahead. It's the number 5ampraise.org, and all the information is on our website. for bookings, for anything, you just, you know, join our mailing list, and someone will definitely contact you back. The number 5ampraise.org. And praise is just spelled P-R-A-I-S-E.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another music break, and we're going to listen to some more music from 5 a.m. Praise. This is entitled Praise the Lord, Saints. So enjoy.
Right.
Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and you were just listening to Praise the Lord, Saints, for 5 a.m. Praise. Tamara Toy, you had me doing the electric slide all in the studio.
We got to give that up to Matthew Miller, 78 official. I mean, he pretty much wrote that whole song by himself, but we collaborated on it. But that song is awesome, isn't it?
It is. I said I was just like to the left, but I had my hands up.
All right. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I thought that was phenomenal. Now, what is one of your favorite songs on your new project?
Well, oh, the latest one we have out, I think Praise the Lord, Saints. I love Jesus, I Love You. It's a slow song, but I love that song. It really ministers to me. Whatever.
And this is Toy. I have two. Like, Whatever and Praise the Lord, Saints. I haven't decided on which one I like better, so.
Okay. Now, you know, I'm known for putting people on the spot, but I know that you guys have great vocals. So would you mind just singing a little a cappella for us so our listeners can get a sense of who you really are?
Wow. Oh, sure.
Look, you said, who was that Tamara Toy that said, sure?
Jesus came and died for me way back on Calvary. I was lost, but now I'm found. Jesus turned my life around. When my mind is stayed on thee, I will keep in perfect faith. Jesus came, he saved me. Now I've got the victory. Jesus, I'll remember what you've done for me. Lord, I'll remember.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
That was awesome. I thank you for indulging me.
Blow your ears off. But that's what.
No, you guys are awesome. And that's, you know, your vocals and your range is just phenomenal. And I know that our listeners have enjoyed that. What upcoming projects do you have coming up?
Upcoming concerts?
Concerts, tour dates?
Yeah, we're going to actually, we got a few. We're going to be in Chicago next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, it's a 30-day crusade that they have in Chicago. So we've been invited out there to do minister in concert. It's actually in Joliet, Illinois. So those that are out in Joliet, get ready for us. Come out and support us. And we're back here. We're going to be in North Carolina. I think we're down in Virginia. Yeah, we got a lot going on. And for the most part, we're going to spend a lot of time in the studio so we can get this album out in October. But we do have a few dates here and there.
Okay. And, yeah, that's a blessing.
Okay.
Now, if anybody wanted to book you or if they wanted to pre-order your upcoming CD, give them the information where they can go and do that.
They can go directly to our website, and it's www.5ampraise.org. And you can book us right there. And it's, everything's there. Everything's on the website. You can download our music from our website. You can, you know, submit a prayer request and just join our fans club or mailing list. And you can also book us right there from our website. And you can also download our music from iTunes and Verizon VCast and all them other places, too.
So all they have to do is just Google you because you're all over
right.
the place.
Yeah, just Google
All right. It. All right. Now, there are a lot of independent artists out there today that are trying to promote their music and to make it into the industry. What advice could you give them?
I said a lot of it earlier. You know, basically understanding what your purpose is. I think that is so important, just making sure you pray for guidance, making sure that you know God's purpose for your own ministry. Staying true to yourself. Toy talks about that a lot. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is Toy. And I also would say that, you know, once you've found out what your calling is and you're stepping into that thing that God has directed you to do, stay with it. You know, step out in boldness and trust God, you know, and continue to follow him and continue to let him direct you, because there might be times where it's not easy or things might not turn out the way you thought they were going to or be the way you want them to be, but you still have to stay faithful in that thing and continue to allow the Lord to work it out and work that path out for you and just, you know, follow the path.
And the last thing I want to add is establish yourself in your local area by performing at local events. So if you just don't know where to get started and it seems so big to you, just start where you at. We did that in Los Angeles. We worked Los Angeles like we were going crazy. We campaigned like I mean, we really moved our ministry to the East Coast, and now we're working the East Coast, and it's just our local area that we're working. We're from coast to coast
now.
We're ministering, but try to do as many local events, network as much as you possibly can,
Don't ever think that you're too big to do an event. We do house calls. We go into somebody's home. If they got a party of six, we ministering to them. If they book us and we're available, you know. So nothing is too small for us. You know, we know that the ministry got to go forward, and we'll do even something at that level because there's always a blessing in it, you know, at that level too. So that's pretty much it.
Well, you know, God's words tell us we first have to be first faithful with a little before he can give us much.
Amen.
And sometimes, you know, we kind of miss that because, you know, of course we all want to do well and succeed in all we do. But you have to, you know, everything first starts with small beginnings.
Right.
And I always like for other artists to share, you know, their testimonies and their journey with our listeners because, you know, a lot of people don't understand and you know, they have a certain mindset about, you know, doing music or writing a book, and then once you get into it, you see it's really, really different, and you could have done your homework better, as you stated earlier. You could have prepared better financially. So these are all things that, you know, people need to know.
Exactly. That's so true. We you know, we have a passion for God, and we have a passion for music, and a passion, and it's a disconnect if you don't have the business aspect of it together. You need wisdom in that area, too, you know. So it comprises your gift. That's what it's all about, is connecting it in every aspect of it. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, time always flies when you're having fun. You know, we're coming down to the close of our show. I really appreciate you ladies hanging out with us today. And in our closing, do you have any final thoughts that are just laid upon your heart to share with our listeners?
This is Tamara, and I got it right, say my name first. We just want to encourage everyone to truly trust in God. Get a relationship with him. Seek him first before anything, and allow him to direct your path. And that's basically something that we want everybody to be encouraged to do. You know, encouraged to truly trust God, your relationship with him, and seek him early and allow him to direct your path. Anything to
be encouraged. This is Toy. Just continue to stay encouraged in the things of the Lord and continue to commune with him and stay close to him and seek instruction and guidance from him. And once he does guide you, you have to be bold enough to step out and go where it is that he wants you to go and do what he wants you to do.
I'm on that one.
Amen. Well, I truly have enjoyed you ladies today, and stay tuned for their latest CD coming out in October 2010, correct?
Yes, October 2010.
Okay, and they can pick that up or pre-order it at your website, which is www.5ampraise.org.
Absolutely, and check out your local stores. It should be in the stores too. So, yes, absolutely. Go to our website.
Okay.
You can order our project, The Beginning, that's out there now. You can also pick up So What, that's out there now. And stay tuned for All From Above. October 26th is when it drops, 2010, this year, 5 a.m. Praise.
Well, ladies, thank you so much. I know that God is opening doors on your behalf, and he's closing those doors that need to be closed on your behalf as well. And I know that you're going to be successful in all that you do because his favor is all upon your life. And once you drop your new project, you got to come out and hang out with us again.
Okay.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks to you. Thanks to Spherical One. Thanks to our publishing, our marketing, PC Publishing. Thanks to Born Again Records for supporting us. We just appreciate everybody for being in our
and
corner.
Our families.
And our families just supporting our ministry. And all of our fans.
You're in good company. So, once again, we thank you. We were just listening and hanging out with 5 a.m. Praise. Their music is phenomenal. You want to make sure you pick up a copy of their upcoming release Testify is off of their first CD, Testify, so you can go and pick up that, and their second project is In the Beginning. You can pick that up as well. So you want to make sure that you pick that up. Next week on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, Our special guest will be Dr. Kenneth Whalum. He is the author of Hip Hop Is Not Our Enemy, so you want to make sure you tune in for that. As always, I thank all of my listeners for hanging out with me. We don't take it lightly. We appreciate all that you do, and we appreciate your support. Step out, cast your vision, trust God to bring the thing that he has placed in you to pass. And we're going to close out our show today with our top pick for the month. This song is called Faults by Tanya Dallas Lewis. It's available online. So once again, thank you for hanging out with us, and we're going to close our show with Faults. Be blessed.
We grew. Like James.